Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Yemen's Houthi group said Saturday that it launched a hypersonic ballistic missile targeting the Nevatim air base in the Negev region of southern Israel. The Houthi military spokesperson Yahya Saria claimed in a televised statement they were successful. The missile forces of the Yemeni armed forces, with the help of God, targeted the Nevatim air base belonging to the Israeli enemy in the Negev region in the south of occupied Palestine using a hypersonic ballistic missile type Palestine 2. The missile successfully hit its target by the grace of God. Earlier on Saturday, sirens went off in Jerusalem and in the area of the Dead Sea because of an alleged incoming missile from Yemen. Israel said the missile was intercepted before it reached the country. The Israeli Air Force intercepted two projectiles launched from the north of Gaza, the military said, after sirens were triggered in different areas near Jerusalem on Saturday. Russian President Vladimir Putin has apologized to the president of Azerbaijan for the jetliner crash that killed 38 people, which happened in Russian territory, but he doesn't claim responsibility. AP correspondent Naeon Kim reports.
The Azerbaijani airliner was flying from Baku to the Russian Republic of Chechnya on Wednesday when it turned toward Kazakhstan and crashed while trying to land. In an official statement, the Kremlin said air defense systems were firing near the area that day due to a Ukrainian drone strike, but stopped short of saying one of those had hit the plane. Yesterday, an Azerbaijani minister blamed the crash on an external weapon and urged Russia to offer an official apology. I'm Naeon Kim.
Early on Saturday, Putin held a meeting of Russia's Security Council. In his opening remarks, Putin said that they were going to discuss interaction in the Caspian region, among other issues related to, quote, our work with our allies, unquote. This is VOA News. Russian energy giant Gazprom said Saturday it would suspend gas exports to Moldova from January 1st due to unpaid debt. Moldova's prime minister condemned the decision, saying it would leave residents there without power and heat. They accused Russia of using energy as a political weapon and said that Moldova would now consider its legal options, including international arbitration. The supply suspension is a precursor to a total shutdown of Russian gas exports via Ukraine and to Europe once a current transit deal with Ukraine expires on December 31st. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has asked the Supreme Court to pause a law banning social media app TikTok from going into effect the day before he takes office, arguing that he should be given time to pursue a political resolution. David Doyle from Reuters has more.
The law in question would require TikTok's Chinese owner ByteDance to sell the platform to an American company or face a ban. The U.S. Justice Department has argued Chinese control of TikTok poses a continuing threat to national security.
You know, I have a warm spot in my heart for TikTok.
TikTok, which has 170 million U.S. users, has previously said the Justice Department has misstated the company's ties to China. It and its parent have sought to have the law struck down. But if the court does not rule in their favor and no divestment occurs, the app could be effectively banned in the U.S. on January 19th, one day before Trump takes office.
David Doyle for Reuters. Billionaire Elon Musk backed Germany's Alternative for Germany, or AfD, party in a guest opinion piece for Germany's Welt am Sonntag newspaper published online Saturday that prompted the commentary editor to resign in protest. Quote, the portrayal of the AfD as right-wing extremist is clearly false, considering that Alice Weidel, the party's leader, has a same-sex partner from Sri Lanka. Does that sound like Hitler to you, please? Unquote. Musk said in the piece, Germany's domestic intelligence agency has classified the AfD at the national level as a suspected extremism case since 2021. Hundreds of protesters demonstrated in the capital of Afghanistan's Khost province days after Afghanistan's Taliban authorities accused Pakistan of killing 46 people, mainly women and children, in airstrikes near the border in the southeastern province of Paktika this week. Najibullah Zaland was one of the demonstrators. A few days ago in Paktika province, our women and children were bombed by Pakistan. We have gathered here today to raise our voices to the world. According to both countries, sporadic fighting, including with heavy weaponry, erupted overnight between border forces on the frontier between Pakistan and Afghanistan. A Pakistani paramilitary soldier was killed and seven others wounded in the cross-border exchanges. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.